This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Hi, let's play together.
I don't want to.
This remote tells the truth.
Four. I see four lights.
Oh.
Let's
No. This is bad. This is real bad. Oh, the memes.
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction Season 12. Super hilarious, mega funny intro bumper or whatever. David, were you fishing for a compliment of some sort?
I spent 6 minutes on my phone making that look the way it does. I did a really good job. Acknowledge my good.
6 whole minutes. Also, Sean is responsible for an excessive amount of editing for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What did you do, Sean?
It's fixed. So apparently I kept bumping the cable that attached to my mic.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah,
and it kept going like thump, 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 thump.
You love to see it.
I'm working on it. All right, can y'all still hear me?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. No. Yes. Yes. No. Yes.
Yes.
But do we want to hear you?
Damn, fucking ruthless.
No, the answer to that is a no. Backing music is just going to be the Vanga Bus on loop the entire episode.
Honk, we honk. Like to party. The Vanga Bus we stuck like, in traffic.
We like to party. We
honk,
like to party.
Honk.
We like to party. We like to party.
Get out of the road, you jackass!
We like to party. We like to party. We like to party. We like to party.
Oh, great! He's stuck.
We like to party. We like.
He's stuck in traffic. You gotta get out of the way.
Honk, honk. Anyways, this is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I'm your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight are David, Logan, Valerie, Sean, and our guest Tom will be here whenever his kid goes to sleep.
Which Tom?
Tom White.
Got it.
Peter Chimera.
Chimera.
The fanfic writer.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Party. I just want to make sure.
He's an evil genius.
We like to party.
He is an evil genius. And unfortunately, I've been roped into doing his podcast with him.
Mm.
I mean, you can always invite us.
Like the War of 1812?
Which, by the way, thank you very much for testing with that. I appreciate it.
No problem.
David doesn't get to test with that because he says it enough.
I don't even get to, like, come on other people's podcasts. It's always you who gets booked
for it.
You
don't even get to come on other people. That's what I got out of what you said.
You don't know what I do.
David looks glaringly at his tribute shrine.
Ew, like, I legitimately think that's disgusting.
What, coming on somebody's picture?
That and also, like, your anime figures and stuff. That's just gross.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Okay, the anime figures is gross because then you gotta fucking clean it up.
Except they don't clean it up. That's the point.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that they don't ever clean it up.
So they just end up looking like snow hills after a couple of years?
Ew.
No, they just turn yellow and brown.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, nice terrarium. Yeah, there's a lot of figures in there, too. Ew. I grossed myself out. David, you got 2 stories to read by yourself in the beginning.
Why?
Because they're short.
Oh, okay.
So starting us off is Diners, Drive-Ins, and Masturbation by Orphan Account.
This Orphan Account.
What, always a sign of quality when it says Orphan Account?
Yeah. Was it Tuesday or was it Monday that we were just like, ugh.
Oh, the ugh thing? I believe that was Monday. No, it was Sunday.
Ugh. Okay, so Sunday.
Ugh. Just describing things that make you go, ugh. Like grabbing your son's moist pajamas.
Well, this.
No, it's sticky with milk.
Yeah, it's sticky with milk because he sucks at spooning.
It's sticky with milk because he likes to dip his,
dick his milk.
He likes to dick his milk.
He's starting that wine dicking early.
It's like wine dicking, but with breast milk.
Absolutely.
I don't know what wine dicking is. What is this?
How do you not know what wine dicking is?
We had this conversation before.
I don't remember.
Wine dicking is where you stick your dick in wine, and because the end of your dick is sort of a mucosa membrane, it can absorb some of the alcohol.
So you get drunk dick, like, quick?
Yes.
That's just weird.
So it's what people would do while watching the grass grow or watching paint dry. Just stick your dick in a cup of wine and wait.
No, this is a thing that refined people do.
Refined people stick their dick in wine?
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, they play the do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Is that why all the political fundraiser dinners cost like $5,000 a plate?
Yeah, it's because the other plate is a bowl of wine that you put your penis into.
Ew!
Ah, this is a good vintage. Put it next to my lettuce.
David, please read about diners, drive-ins, and masturbation.
Summary. Guy reminisces about the one time he hooked up with his dear friend, Gordon Ramsay. Chapter 1. Diners, drive-ins, no hyphen, and masturbation. Guy let out a shaky breath and wiped sweat off of his greasy forehead as he thought about his former lover, Gordon fucking Ramsay. He remembered the night where he and Gordon got in on. That's what I said. Got on in. It was a night he'd never forget. So hot. So intense. So utterly finger-licking delicious.
That's his blurb for the wine dicking he got to do.
Mm-hmm.
They warmed the wine up to like 200 degrees Fahrenheit. So hot.
So he got a fucking third degree wine dick burn?
Real quick, I've seen diners, drive-ins, and dives, and Guy Fieri does not wear leather pants.
I thought you were about to say, I've seen third-degree wine dick burns.
I've seen third-degree wine dick burns, and let me tell you, leather pants do not stop it.
No.
Oh, no.
I also caught that Anthony Bourdain special on wine dicking burns.
Yeah, the special was just called Leather Pants Don't Stop This, the Anthony Bourdain special. Guy felt his leather pants tighten, and he finished eating his cannoli and went into his room. He took off his flame bowler shit. That's what it says.
Yep.
Caressing the crusty hairs on his chest. Gross. They're covered in donkey sauce.
I'm sorry.
Guy palmed himself through his pants and let out a grunt. As he fumbled with the button and zipper and finally was able to pull the skin-tight pants off of his curvy hips.
He does have curvy hips.
Yes, Guy Fieri is basically a Pixar mom.
Guy Fieri for America's Next Top Model.
He released a guttural groan. Thank you. Groan as he wrapped his sausage fingers around his big, fat, juicy cock and pumped it a few times until it was fully erect. Guy shivered with arousal as he stroked his gigantic penis. Pre-cum, no hyphen, dripping out of the head. He thought of Gordon ramming him until he came on his thick ass, and Guy flicked his wrist faster. Oh, panini.
Panini?
That's what
oh, panini.
You know Guy Fieri's famous other catchphrase that never quite caught on.
Oh, panini.
Guy squeezed his eyes shut and moaned as his warm, sticky cum spewed out of his monster dick and onto the floor underneath him. Hehe. He put himself away and licked the cum off the floor, licking his lips and groaning before grabbing another cannoli. The end.
In that story, I wasn't thinking of Gordon as in Gordon Ramsay. I was thinking of Commissioner Gordon and wondering, do you think Batman fucks with that ridiculously bombastic theme?
Absolutely, he does.
Did you watch that that deepfaked trailer that I sent a while back?
No, Dave. You're assuming I watched something you send me.
So Digital Corridor or whoever it is, they did a edit of the Batman trailer, but they replaced Batman's by Edward, whatever this name is, Rob Patterson, with Adam West. And all of the old Batman characters, except for Catwoman, which is weird. But, you know, what are you going to do, right? At the end of it, they take like a Hans Zimmer inspired Batman theme and then make the sound font into the 1966 theme. And it's actually really fucking good.
Okay, I need to see this then. But you have another story called Vegeta's Saturday Night by Kuri Tsuka.
WWE Immortals? It's a video game. Oh, it's the mobile game. That's why.
Oh, yeah, God. No, we have a crossover between Dragon Ball and a mobile fucking game.
Oh, God. This is formatted like an E.E. Cummings poem.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Summary. A new challenger steps into the ring to take John Cena's belt and possibly more. Chapter 1, Vegeta's Saturday Night. Oh, wait. So this just takes place on Heat?
Yeah.
That's lame. No title belt has ever changed hands on Heat, okay?
You're telling me a fan fiction isn't true to life?
Yes.
Yes.
Shudder the thought.
Unless this is WrestleMania Night 1.
Oh, that reminds me. When is the next AEW pay-per-view?
What a time to look it up.
Well, no, because I'm wondering if it's happening while I am at Texas or not. Okay, so the next one is, it is, Double or Nothing is on May 29th. No, I'll be back from Texas by then. Okay, so we're going to be watching it that night together since I don't have work the next day.
Okay.
It's going to have Adam Page and CM Punk for the AEW Championship. That sounds great.
Oh, another headliner with CM Punk. I haven't seen that before.
I'm looking for, actually, shut up.
I'm just a little salty we didn't get to progress in my story before the show tonight.
I was busy, all right?
Yes, doing your dailies for Final Fantasy.
I had time to play one video game today, Steve, and that was it. I don't want to fucking hear it.
WWE Immortals.
Look, all right, I already don't like mobile gaming to an insane degree. Mm-hmm. What makes you think I want to play a game where I can't even play as me or you and then make us fight?
Well, shit, David, you make me feel really bad for getting you that $500 gift card for The Simpsons Tapped Out.
You absolutely did not do any such thing.
The Simpsons Tapped Out is a thing?
Yes. Yep. In fact, it's probably the reason why The Simpsons continues as a TV show.
He's not kidding. It rakes in a ridiculous amount of money.
It brings in like $200 million a year.
What the fuck is The Simpsons Tapped Out?
It's a mobile game for The Simpsons.
It's like a cookie clicker, but for The Simpsons.
Yeah, and it's not even a good cookie clicker because you tap like 6 times and then it makes you wait 8 hours to tap again.
It's real bad, but somehow makes $200 million a year. People are fucking stupid, all right?
I think people just like to click things.
I like to click things too, but if I'm paying $200 million a year, I'm going to want a little bit more satisfaction than that.
So, squishy ishy cummies?
Yes, I need the squishy ishy cummies.
Dear Simpsons Tapped Out, I will only play your game if you come up with a sex toy attachment and tie-in.
Why would you not want to fuck Marge? Have you seen that badonkadonk?
Have you seen her Playboy spread?
What?
Yeah, she did like a Playboy spread in like 2008.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you not know about this?
I didn't. I just didn't know this. Anyway, I want to know about Vegeta Saturday Night.
But what about, hold on, let me, Marge Simpson Playboy. Jesus.
Oh, it looks like Marge is up against CM Punk in the next AEW pay-per-view.
Oh, man, she's going to crump him so hard. Oh, okay, so that was in 2009.
Okay. Marge Playboy.
Already got you, fam. Don't worry. I'll put it in the fan fiction thing since it's... Oh, shit, that is too much of a link. All right.
That is too much of a link?
Yeah, okay, you didn't see what happened, but it was a fucking link, dude. All right, this is a little bit better. There you go. Okay, just actually send the thing, okay? I don't fucking care. Get out of here. All right, Vegeta's Saturday Night, whatever. A new challenger step. I already read that. Chapter 1, Vegeta's Saturday Night. The time has come. It's the Saturday Night Super Slam.
Hold on a second. If you look up Marge Playboy, one of the image results is...
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Though her pubic hair not being 8 feet long is worrisome.
Is she a vampire? That why the green cape?
Yeah, bleh.
Bleh.
Erotic bleh.
It's
okay. The Saturday Night Super Slam.
Her iconic drink green dress.
Yes, Marge's iconic green dress. It's right up there with Ubisoft's Aiden Pierce's iconic hat. Jane Superman, John Cena, is fighting The Undertaker. No. Proper capitalization. Nope. In a steel cage, chutes and ladders match. That actually sounds awesome. I would love to see like The Undertaker get like an avalanche AA onto a chute, slide all the way down. Like, come to a screeching stop and then do the sit-up. And then he just goes, wee. When all of a sudden, Vegeta tunnels out from the... Is he Bugs Bunny? And blows the entire arena to Kingdom Come. All that is left is John Cena and the steel cage he was fighting in. Vegeta lands and asks him, who are you and how are you still alive? An announcer comes out from the rubble and plays a fanfare exclaiming, his name is memes. Vegeta kills the announcer. Oh, Michael Cole, God willing. He then gets in John Cena's face, no apostrophe. He says, I am the most powerful being in the universe. You will cower before me. John Cena does no such thing and instead just stares back into Vegeta's eyes, no apostrophe. him and Vegeta stare for a full 10 days as he slowly closer and closer to one another. Okay, so, like, is the animator slowly sliding the two cells together?
Yep.
All right, good on ya. There is finally no more space between them. They are at this point touching eyeballs.
Ew. Oh, God.
John Cena makes the first move and uses his tongue to suplex Vegeta's tongue. But Vegeta was expecting this and uses the tungues as a distraction while he sneaks his entire hand up John Cena's rectum.
All right.
Nice. Vegeta has now made John Cena into a hand puppet. Well, it's no more than Vince McMahon does.
This sounds like something one of y'all fucking wrote.
He continues to make out with him for a full 30 minutes, pretending it is Goku. He then punches John Cena in the dick until it explodes. When he is finished, he drops him to the floor and turns around, asking from a sideways glance, "Was it good for you?" John Cena says nothing and only sheds a single tear as Vegeta walks away. Okay, so a deep cut version of the song that I want to play. It's the version from the Neil Cicerega song, T-I-M-E, but it's the last part where it's just like the Hans Zimmer going like all Hans Zimmery, and then the...
Yep, all right, next up is going to be me with "His Leather Is Too Thick" by Unstable Universes. This is a Death Note Danny DeVito fan fiction.
Oh, finally.
Summary: the stage is set of a once-in-a-lifetime show, and Light managed to score tickets. But when he gets heckled by the performer, things start to go downhill fast. Can Light stop the madness before it's too late?
No.
Or will the show end in a bloodbath?
Yes.
Yeah.
Written for the Unstable Universes podcast. Chapter 1. His leather is too thick!
Wait, are we reading stuff from other podcasts now?
Apparently, this was submitted to us, though. Maybe Unstable Universes didn't get around to reading it.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Oh, that's rough. We get, like, their leftovers? That sucks, man.
Rest in peace, Unstable Universes podcast, pouring one out for you. But I don't have one, so I'm just going to spit on the ground.
Poi. Peppa breath.
Peppa breath.
The Kabuki-za was packed over capacity. Everyone had been battling for days to acquire a ticket to It's Always Sunny in Japan. Light was no exception. After killing off everyone on the waitlist ahead of him, he had the perfect seat, front row center. The theater was buzzing with anticipation as the lights dimmed. A hush fell over the room. A single spotlight flickered on, pointing center stage right in front of Light. Like an angel descending from heaven, a stout man with wild hair was lowered from the rafters. His arms were outstretched in a T pose like Christ on the cross. A tear streamed down Light's cheek as Danny DeVito's feet finally touched down on the stage. Slowly, but deliberately, Danny reached his left hand into his breast pocket. His sausagey claws grasped something firmly. In a flourish, he brandished a single egg, hard-boiled, to the audience. "Egg!" he cried. Gasps echoed through the theater. They were stunned at the thought of what Danny DeVito was about to do. Savagely, the tiny man ripped apart the hard white shell. Pieces clattered to the floor, shattering into thousands of shards. Once the precious white almost life was free from its cage, Danny held it up for the audience to observe. All the women in the audience simultaneously shrieked in orgasm. The men grunted with the same excitement. Danny DeVito's extended hand inched ever so slowly over the course of 10 days.
Sounds about right.
And dramatically towards his gaping gob, his tongue extended up to greet the oblong object. The crowd was ready to burst yet again, the slow movements driving them literally insane. Suddenly, egg met teeth in an animalistic flurry. Danny DeVito gnashed and ripped, sending wet gobs of saliva and egg flying into the audience.
Okay, I know last week was when we had the Seinfeld Doom sound font. Do it here.
So this is just the ending bumper for the episode. Credits are flying for Seinfeld. It's just Danny DeVito savagely eating a fucking egg.
Yeah.
Rip and tear until it's done.
In Doom armor that doesn't fit.
Too small or too big?
Too big.
Oh, definitely too big.
Definitely too big.
Light was in the center of the maelstrom. He was pummeled in a way he had never felt before. Instead of feeling the same orgasmic energy as the rest of the crowd, he felt anger. What does Light sound like?
Johnny Young Bosch.
I mean, literally, but...
Well, can you guide me?
Yeah, Johnny Young Bosch.
Angsty?
Hey, stop that!
Slightly less angsty than that.
That's not angsty at all. That's not angsty at all.
Hey, stop that!
No, angstier.
Hey, stop that!
Angstier. What the fuck is angsty to you?
Hey, angsty to you.
So he's a 14-year-old sociopath.
He's a, I think, 18-year-old.
14, not 12.
I think he's supposed to be 18.
Hold on.
18.
Because
he like goes to college.
No, he was in high school.
He started in high school.
He's starting in high school, but he like very quickly goes to college.
I swear, say that my default voice sounds like an angsty 18-year-old that's actually 14, and that I should do that.
We didn't say that. You said that.
Okay, Light screamed at the goblin on stage. I did not pay good money to be violated by your filthy yolk. Get a load of this fucking idiot. Danny laughed, pointing towards Light. You paid to be on the splash zone, and then you decide you don't want the gift of my egg?
Okay, so Logan is technically correct, the best kind of correct. He is 17, 18, and then after the time skip is 23. Hey, he was born in 86, so if he was actually alive, spoiler alert, he would be my age. He'd be older than me.
Anyways, why would anyone want this? Light screamed back.
An excellent question.
He knuckles turned white as he clenched the death note in a death
knuckles!
Grip.
Knuckles, knuckles, knuckles!
Danny DeVito spat the remaining chicken abortion at Light. His black hair became speckled with bits of white and yellow.
Chicken abortion?
By the way, fuck the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
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 Fuck the Supreme Court.
And also, fuck you, Danny said to applause.
And everybody who voted against Hillary in the other election because they wanted to punish the Democrats. Fuck y'all, too. Seriously, fuck y'all.
But also, I'm just going to say, maybe Ruth Bader Ginsburg should have retired sooner.
No, I also agree with that.
I think she should have retired in 2009.
I think there should be term limits on the Supreme Court.
I think there should be term limits on all elected representatives.
I agree with that also.
Anyways, this is Friday Night Politics now.
Yeah,
Friday
anyway,
Night Politics.
We're like the Young Turks, but less eloquent.
And we also don't have political science degrees.
Yeah, too. We 100% fire from the hip on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot from the hip, because I never miss.
Pew, pew.
He had to wait 5 minutes for the standing ovation. Also, why is... Oh, it's OVA. I get it. Ah, very funny.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the Death Note OVA?
Nope.
Dude, you see his dick.
You mean the live action?
Which one? The Willem Dafoe one or the other ones?
No, the old live action ones. The Japanese ones.
The good ones.
I wouldn't say that they're good, but...
Okay, they're pretty okay.
They're better than the Willem Dafoe one.
Definitely.
Yeah.
L doesn't have a magic gun in them.
True. But you know what? It really could have used that scene from JoJo where they put the gun in the ramen and they have ramen-flavored gun.
That's not from JoJo.
What is it from, then? Am I misremembering?
I think that's from one of those weird cooking animes.
I don't think it's...
No.
It's definitely not from JoJo.
Woofy says assassination...
Classroom. Yes, that's
assassination
it.
Classroom? Oh, okay.
Okay, so yes, I am misremembering what that's from. Yes, it is from Assassination Classroom. Don't come at me on Twitter saying, the guns and robins and the other thing, not JoJo.
They're going to come for you anyway.
They're going to come for you, though. You know that.
Nice. Hey, I appreciate the tributes. Wink, wink.
Wink.
Oh, God, no, you don't.
I don't. You're right. It's gross.
Yeah, he does. He loves tributing.
One of our fucking patrons is going to take a video of them printing out the damaged picture of you and then pouring Cinnabon sticky sauce all over it.
All right. Somebody get on that.
And afterwards, mail it to Logan so he can eat the sugar.
Sure. Sugar. Whatever.
Do-do-do-do-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, eggy, did it. To subside before he could resume his eggy monologue, Light seethed. With his teeth clenched, he whipped open the black notebook on his lap. From a secret pocket within his sleeve, he retrieved his favorite writing device, a Bic pen.
Of course.
Danny DeVito.
Sorry, you can't kill what isn't my real name.
Val, you're up.
Is that a stage name?
I think it actually is. Let me check.
The name looked beautiful on the paper. Light waited patiently and watched as the disgusting men swallowed over and over again.
Full name is Daniel Michael DeVito Jr.
I don't think you're allowed to do nicknames in the Death Note, so I don't think it would have worked.
You aren't. So if your true name has a junior at the end of it, it does not count.
It's going to kill your dad.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You have to know their real name.
Continuously spraying his saliva towards the audience in a show of dominance and eroticism. Finally, the clock reached the 6-minute mark.
I can only assume that that's significant.
Like a minute to kill someone with a death note? I don't remember. It's been a while.
It takes some time unless you specify it.
Yeah. It's 20 minutes via heart attack if you just write their name down. Unless you specify...
Is it 20 minutes?
It's either 20 minutes or 20 seconds.
I think it's a lot faster than 20 minutes.
Then it would be 20 seconds. So it is, unless you pre-specify time, date, location, that sort of thing.
You got to get more specific.
Cool.
It is cool.
Light's pulse quicken as his eyes shut from his digital watch back to the stage, expecting to see the death of an American hero. Danny's vigorous...
Is Danny DeVito an American hero?
I don't know.
I believe Danny DeVito is American. He is from New York.
That's not where that question was meant to take you, but sure.
Danny DeVito is American. He can be president if you let him.
Why wouldn't we let him?
I agree. Why wouldn't we? Hey, better me than nobody.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
His eyes drifted out of focus and his jaw went slack, allowing Ed to dribble onto his battered Nikes. Light shivered with glee. A moment passed. Danny began to wobble, his knees weak from the heart attack that racked his small, yet thick frame with two C's.
Thick.
But he did not fall. His eyes came back into focus and his jaw began to chew once more. He was back in business. Light sat dumbfounded. Nobody had ever beaten the Death Note before. With trembling hands, he wrote next to the name Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. Again, he waited.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it a thing? Is Rocky Mountain
Spotted Fever is absolutely a disease. It's not fun.
No.
Oh, God, why did I look it up?
Probably because you were curious if it wasn't real or not.
Fever, headache, muscle aches, a rash may be present. Ticks frequently with mosquitoes. Blackened or crusty skin.
Mm.
Yeah. Take some mosquitoes, and then you have, like, E. coli and strep that causes a shit ton of diseases and whatnot. Again, he waited, his eyes glued to his digital watch. Every second felt like a millennia.
Melania?
Yeah.
Millennia.
Melania?
Or Melina.
Yes.
Katana's mom.
You will die. No,
you.
Was she the mom or was she the sister?
That was, no, you're
definitely,
right.
Definitely
sister.
Her mom.
No, yep. She was a mom.
Sindel was the mom. Melina was the sister.
Yeah, well, Sindel was the screamy milf.
But,
we're talking about
Sindel
the mom.
Sindel was the one who said, now you will die.
I'm sorry, how did she say it again?
Now you
will die. Once again, 6 minutes passed. Danny DeVito was now shoveling, because there are two L's, an entire carton of eggs into his unhinged jaw. His brow began to perspire. The fever had hit him. His beady eyes inspected his meaty hands. A look of worry came over him. What the fuck is this? I'm not allergic to eggs. No, I cannot do voices. Danny cried through a mouthful of eggs as he tore open his dirty shirt, revealing his barrel chest and rippling six-pack abs all covered in bright red splotches.
That's how I remember it.
Angry and irritated by the cloth. Don't worry, folks. My Italian mother taught me a home remedy for this. He paused for dramatic effect. Eggs!
Oh,
yes!
Good.
Bravo! Bravo! Beautiful!
The crowd erupted once more, chanting egg in thick Japanese accent.
Egg, egg, egg,
egg,
egg,
egg,
egg,
egg,
egg, egg,
egg.
No, it's thick Japanese accents.
Tamago.
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 Go where?
Not tamago.
No, tamago.
No, it's
go
funny
where?
Because... Yeah, tamago.
Tamago.
Where do you want me to go?
Tamago.
Tamago.
Mom!
Danny quickly shoved 6 more eggs into his mouth as he chewed. Small, loving pellets fell down to the splotches and clung to the inflamed skin. Danny sped the thick paste onto his hands and spread it over his entire body like a sugar scrub from Bad and Body.
Patah.
Don't you dare call me a patak.
I know, I said pata. Your head is very ridgy and nice.
Damn straight.
The poultice suited his itchy patches and moisturized his dry, wrinkly skin.
Oh, my itchy patches.
And my dry, wrinkly skin.
poultice, as in like poultry?
No,
poultice is a real thing.
Yes.
Form of medicine.
It's not a pun?
No, a poultice is like old-timey potion thing.
Well, not old-timey potion. It's like more like ointment, it's more but like it's an ointment, old word.
Yeah,
it's
she's like right. Saying
poultice, a soft, moist mass of material.
Yeah. Yes.
Typically of plant material or flower applied to the body to relieve soreness and inflammation and kept in place with a cloth. That's very specific.
Yeah.
It's also called a cataplasm. That's a cool fucking name.
That is a pretty cool name.
I love that word, yes.
Head guard, bring me the cataplasm.
Apply directly to the forehead.
The audience went fucking crazy in glee. Twarded it again. Light felt sick with anger. It coursed through his veins in a way that made riding almost impossible.
Yeah, he was coming.
Danny DeVito is killed by an angry mob immediately. He drew three angry lines under immediately.
Post haste, please, otherwise I would like to see the manager.
The audience rose at once. Pitchforks and torches materialize in their hands and they bare their teeth. Donnie? Yes.
Donnie.
Oh my god.
Donnie. Thank you, Tommy Wiseau, playing Light in the live-action Death Note.
I did not hit her.
You're welcome, doggy.
Oh, hi, doggy.
He goes over to the notebook and goes,
nice notebook. And then Willem Dafoe is like, did he just fucking touch me?
Danny didn't even notice as the first audience members stepped onto the stage. He was lost in the ecstasy.
Yeah, it's ecstasy.
Ecstasy. It's not exactly how it's written, but anyway. Of egg. It was a torch that touched him first, burning off all body hair from the monologuing men. Egg.
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 Their,
egg. Egg. Tamago.
Stop telling me Tamago. To go somewhere.
Came their heavy Japanese accents as they ripped and plundered Danny DeVito's body. Light smile and sadistic pleasure. The screams of the American men shortly subsided and gave way to laughter. The fingers of the mob tried to dig into Danny's flesh, but his leather was far too thick, with three C's, for any such shenanigans. To Danny, it felt as though he was being tickled by the feathers of an albino peacock.
Again, very specific sensation there.
Light stood and stalked an angry lap around the theater, muttering curses to himself the whole while. Returning to his assigned seat, Light climbed onto the crushed velvet and stood to look over the heads of the crowd. Once more, it took out its trusty big pen and wrote Danny DeVito's name. Next to it, he wrote, dead by childbirth.
Oh, God. John, you're up.
Yep. I wonder, can the Death Note kill, like, babies? Like, aborted babies? Or can it abort babies?
No, like, you die during complications due to childbirth. That's...
Right, what I'm saying is, does the Death Note
have... How did a baby get in there?
Does the Death Note have the power to, like, kill a baby that has yet to be named, like, for real or not?
I see. Four. Light.
That's perfect. I will replace David's entire monologue with that.
Oh.
Anyway, Sean, you're up.
In a sudden moment of realization, the mob turned back into a loving audience. They apologized in embarrassment and returned to their seats. They're Canadian now. Sorry.
Chad disabled.
It's just me running around friggin' Yakuza. Sorry.
Go man. Go man, Tamago.
God damn it.
Go man, Tamago.
It's funny because it's recursive.
Leaving Danny DeVito, American hero, lying prone on the stage. He stood slowly. His knees aren't what they used to be. Yeah, I know that.
The old Grey Mare ain't what she used to be either.
Old Grey Mare, she ain't what she used to be.
That's actually a really good old man voice.
And now, the old man singers.
Old Grey Mare, she ain't what she used to be.
Old Grey Mare, she ain't what she used to be.
Time ago.
No, it's Tamago.
Go man, Tamago.
Where he once sported a tight core, his belly was now distended and plump. He was ripe for birthing a child. Well, how about one more egg, then we hit the road, folks? Danny said, unfazed by his assault or the stunning appearance of pregnant belly. As he inserted the final egg past his lips, a gush fell from between his legs, soaking his feet. His water had broken.
Sorry about that. I got a call from my doctor.
You missed our entire Go Man Tamago bit.
Oh, man. Oh, no. I was here for Tamago.
Okay, good.
His eyebrows knit together as a wave of pain echoed through his body. The contractions were beginning.
Danny DeVito's about to die by childbirth.
Oh, nice.
Are Danny DeVito's in our area looking to fuck?
There are hot Danny DeVito's in their area looking to fuck.
They're just 5 miles away, waiting for you. Don't worry, I'm a medical student, Light shouted, rushing up on stage. First row wasn't enough. He needed to be right next to the man as he died. Light instructed Danny to get down on all fours like the beast he was then. Inspected the performer's pelvis. The baby was crowning. Push! Light screamed. And push Danny did. But his body was far too small for the grown man exiting his colon. Wait, what?
Grown man! Exiting?
Yes, exiting.
It's Dr. Eggman.
Oh, nice.
How exciting.
Ah! Came Danny's strangled cry. His body was beginning to go slack as his lower half ripped in two.
Good lord.
He was also just informed by a stagehand that they are in fact out of eggs.
No!
A puddle of blood spread across the stage, making it almost too slippery to stand. Light laughed as the birthing man slipped and fell onto his pregnant belly.
Ooh!
The impact rocketed the spawn out of Danny's destroyed bottom. To Light's horror, it was no baby. Rather, it was a fully grown clone of Danny DeVito.
It's like the end of Gozu.
It's like when he popped out of that chair naked. The new Danny DeVito, naked and covered in goop, stood above his dead father and bowed deeply. The audience lost their goddamn minds.
I would too. I fucking would too.
I would.
Absolutely. Light, however, did not clap.
Please clap.
Please clap.
Danny's eyes scanned the crowd, absorbing their positive energy, until they finally fell to Light, standing next to him. You don't clap for that? Fuck you. The end.
I love it.
Logan, we're actually going to start the story that Tom wanted us to read.
Oh, okay.
Which is Mikey and Leo's Love Lives, a Ninja Turtles fanfic by Mikey's Girl 99.
Ooh, boy, Mikey Girl.
Again?
I love this fucking title. Oh, never mind. I never actually checked the title of the last fic. His leather is too thick.
Summary, Mikey and Leo confess their love for each other. What happens after that? To cest and...
Turtle cest. Leo and Mikey's wonderful love lives. Warning, contains turtle
cest.
No,
that's not warning.
Warning. Contains turtle cest and some strong language. This is Mikey X Leo. Disclaimer, I do not own TMNT.
No fucking shit.
Summary, Mikey and Leo have loved each other for years. What happens when they confessed? Read to find out. Author's note, this was an idea Raph's girl forever gave me, so I'm dedicating this to her. And also, in this story, all the turtles are 18. I don't know how long turtles typically live. You can get lots of different kinds of turtles. Yeah, it says 30 years.
Okay, well, 30 years, fine.
They're having midlife crises. If they're 18 out of 30,
they're just about to start complaining about their retirement.
They're the Senior Mutant Ninja Turtles skit from Robot Chicken.
The over-the-hill mutant one time we took a karate class turtles.
And this happened after all the series. And the episode Turtles Forever, I think it is called. It was called. Leonardo was meditating in the dojo. Raph was murdering his punching bag in his room. Author's note, I know he probably doesn't have a PB in his room, but oh freaking well. Like a personal...
Pabst Blue.
But
he's got a penis buster in his room.
Yeah, he has a penis buster.
It looks like a punching bag, only it's used for sounding.
Jesus Christ.
I did not think about that before I said it.
Great job.
Donatello was working on an invention in his lab. And Michelangelo? in the dojo, poking Leo every few seconds. Leo, Mikey said as he poked Leo. Leo didn't answer or budge. Mikey poked Leo again. Still nothing. Again, Mikey poked Leo.
First image for Penis Buster.
Oh boy, I want to see this Penis Buster.
Penis Buster Parfait.
No.
Oh, I thought it was the turtle.
I really like that, and now I want to go get a parfait.
Yes, Mikey? Leo asked without moving, except his mouth. What you doing, Leo? Mikey asked. I'm meditating. Is that Al you needed? Leo asked, not wanting his younger brother. They're not wanting his younger brother to be near him because he might do something stupid.
No, actually. I wanted to know if you wanted to watch me cook dinner, Mikey exclaimed.
Okay, I'll watch. I always love watching someone cook, Leo said, opening his eyes and looking at Mikey, grinning.
Because I can't cook, Leo said.
He hoped Mikey didn't see his embarrassed look.
Then come on, bro, Mikey said.
Mikey grabbed Leo's hand and took him to the kitchen. On the way, Mikey blushed.
I hope Leo doesn't notice I'm blushing, Mikey thought.
But Leo did notice. Hmm. I wonder why Mike's blushing.
He can't.
No, that's stupid, Leo said. Secretly, Leo loved Mikey, and more than a brother. And some days, it really bugged him that he hadn't told Mikey. 30 minutes passed.
He decided to tell Mikey.
I'll tell Mike on patrol tonight.
Oh god, I called it!
Leo finally decides when they're about to eat dinner. He was picking at his food, absentmindedly. Everyone noticed his odd behavior, but only Sensei was brave enough to confront Leo about it. When dinner was over, everyone gave their dishes to Mike and Leo. See, in their household, only one person washes and the other one dries them and puts them away. It was Mikey's turn to wash.
What happens to the other two turtles?
Leonardo leads and Donatello does machines.
Yeah.
And Leo's turn to dry them.
Hey, Mike, I was wondering, on patrol, wanna pair up with me?
Leo asked, hoping Mikey would say yes.
Ew.
Sure, bro. Here, Mikey said as he handed Leo a
plate. I'm
gonna
need a little bit more gruff.
Sure, bro. Here.
Mikey said as he handed Leo a plate. It was a 50-pound plate.
Here you go, little bro.
A few minutes later, they had all the dishes done.
Patrol time.
Patrol time.
Leo said. Mikey chuckled. Mikey was usually the one to yell.
Oh, God, I'm turning into Mikey. Oh, well,
Leo thought.
Coming fearless,
Raph said.
Is that the second fucking catchphrase for the FNF gym? Coming fearless?
I've always thought of us more of as a jizzing fearless. Coming, Leo,
Don said. A minute later, everyone was in the living room. I'll go get the weapons, Leo said. He went to get the weapons from the dojo. He came back a minute later. Sensei walked in. That's the end of my page.
David, you're up.
Aw.
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 Leonardo, my son, may I please speak with you? Sensei asked.
Sure,
Leo said. Did you finally do something bad, Fearless? Oh, this is Raph. Did you finally do something bad, Fearless? Raph said, trying to start a fight. Mikey knew that, so he stepped in. Shut up, Raph! Leo didn't want to do it, didn't do anything wrong. He never would. He's so perfect and he has really plump lips. So leave him alone, Mikey said. He yelled the last part. Leave him alone! Everyone stared at him, except Sensei. Thank you, Michelangelo. No problemo, lo, Sensei, Mikey said. Come on, Leonardo, Sensei said. Yes, Sensei, Leo said. He looked at Mikey and mouthed silently, thanks!
You're welcome.
Mikey blushed, but only Leo saw it. Leo followed Sensei to Sensei's room. When they entered, Leo closed the door. Sensei sat down. Leonardo, I saw your odd behavior at dinner, Sensei said when Leo sat down. What odd behavior? Leo asked. You're moving your food around for a couple of minutes before you ate your food. What is bothering you, my son? Sensei explained and asked.
Lots of things.
Would you like an enumerated list?
My overall health, the stress of living through a pandemic.
The stress of being a teenage mutant ninja turtle.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like,
real problems there.
Some real baggage that comes with that, man.
Yeah, a lot. I don't even do machines, man. I have to lead.
Also, it always feels like every single time we beat the Shredder, we don't actually beat him, and...
Yeah, why didn't we actually throw him in that garbage crusher thing?
Yeah, why did he get to become Kevin Nash in the second one?
Yeah.
He's played by Kevin Nash.
Yes. Yeah, Super Shredder was played by Kevin Nash.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That depends on if you think that Kevin Nash is cool.
Right. Did you know in the UK, you couldn't say the word ninja because that was considered too violent?
Oh, yeah. Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
Yeah. That always mystified me as a child because I was in Germany and we got Sky One. And Sky One would play reruns of Turtles at like 8 in the morning. I'm like, Hero Turtles? This is different. Is this a different show? And then I saw an episode that I was like, no, this is legitimately something I've already seen before. This is weird.
Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles?
Yeah.
They also took away Mikey's nunchucks.
Yeah, don't they also ban nunchucks?
They're illegal.
Yeah, they're illegal because, like, having a sai is perfectly fine for stabbing somebody, but if you club someone with a chain and a bonk, it's not good.
And, you know, a giant fucking sword.
It's whatever. They don't salt their meat or spice their meat in any way over in Britain anyway, so I get it.
Well.
Anyway, you were moving your food. Mikey-sensei, Leo finally said after a minute. What about Michelangelo is bothering you, Sensei asked.
Michelangelo!
Ever since we were 12, I've had butterflies whenever I'm around him. I think I'm in love with him, Leo said.
Sensei mad a tell-me-more nod.
No, he didn't. He was like, please stop talking about my son this way. It's gross.
I know I shouldn't have let you read all those fanfics on the internet.
What do you think this is, West Virginia?
It's almost heaven. Almost. That means it's actually hell. Have you seen their senator, Joe Manchin? He's literally obstructing any kind of progress.
Oi!
We're as eloquent as the Young Turks now, so...
Oh, yes.
Logan got 3 political science degrees from Gutter State College.
Gutter State College?
Yeah.
More reputable than Trump State College.
True.
Yeah.
Got it from Baltimore Upstairs Political College.
Medical Correspondence Course.
I've always wished he liked me back, so I was planning on asking him when we went on patrol. I mean, Don and Raph are happy to be together.
Was that established previously?
No.
Not in this fic.
All right.
Part 3 of the show. We're several fics deep now.
This is after the tournament arc. This is when they set up the love triangle.
Oh, good.
Or quartet.
The love quartet. It's a rhombus.
You know, they can just have an orgy and call it a day.
Thank you for suggesting these brothers should have an orgy, Val.
They can stay in their sewer.
Thank you for suggesting they should have a sewer orgy, Val.
Oh, just like it.
I think they waited until they got out of the sewers for the orgy, but, you know, I didn't actually read that one, so...
I thought they did it in this. I don't know. I never read it. Please continue, Dave.
Please.
I wanted please to post continue. This. I don't know who this person is. Hold on. It's actually a GIF and it posted as a PNG. So hold on 1 second.
Can I bring our guest in the meantime?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll allow
okay.
it.
Okay.
Sure.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Hello. Tom.
Hey.
Hi, Tom.
Tom Bombadil. At long last, you will answer for your crimes.
I wouldn't worry about that comment too much, Tom.
Yeah, don't worry about
it. It was made to intentionally confuse you.
So, question. I've opened the fanfic link. Is this the same author?
I think it is.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you submitted this because it says save for Tom White.
No, I submitted one a long time ago. It was Raphael and Michelangelo together forever?
Yes.
Yes, that was written by this same person.
Right, I remembered that. I thought you submitted this as the follow-up. So you didn't do this.
If I did, it was years ago and I don't remember.
If he did, it was in a drug-fueled haze.
I mean, weed is legal in Canada.
Anyways, David, please continue.
Okay. Don and Raph were happy being together, and they were brave. Since I don't know if I can confront him about it, Leo said. He hung his head down. He felt 2 hands on his shoulders. Leo looked up and saw Sensei.
Leonardo,
You should tell him.
You should tell him and get it over with, because I know I'm going to be hearing about it all the time.
You were the last hope for grandkids.
Ugh. And honestly, you all are 18, and really, I want you out of my house. You've been nothing but freeloading ever since the Foot Clan stopped being a thing.
I know rent is very expensive here in New York, but you're a 9-foot-tall turtle man. I'm sure you could get some sort of Broadway thing going.
But Master Sensei, is that all? Good luck. See you later.
I don't recall saying good luck. Leonardo, you should tell him. You should ask him if he likes you back, and if you two become a couple, I give you my blessing.
Was that him vomiting in his own mouth?
Yes. In this particular instance, he is a conservative parent who's trying his best to be supportive, but is actually backfiring spectacularly.
Oh, God. When I told my mom I was going to propose to Val and I asked like how she felt about it, she just said, I'm happy, you're happy.
Yeah, except cartoon turtleman instead of, you know, a real person who has feelings. She'd made the equivalency of asking you to repair her VCR.
Canadians. Ugh.
You know they have socialized healthcare, right? How do they even...
I'm not getting into this, Dave. I get into it enough with my actual mom and not you, my fake mom.
I'm not your mom. I'm your friend. And I actually was super supportive of you.
Thank you, Dave. There are 5 lights.
Yes.
Yes, there are 5 lights.
Thanks, Sensei, Leo said. He stood up and walked into the living room where Mikey and Raph were arguing. Leo got annoyed after a minute. Will you just shut up? Leo yelled. Everyone looked at him.
This is a great way to break the ice.
Sorry, Leo. It's just Raph said some pretty mean things about you while you were gone. So I finally got mad and said, Leo's awesome and he shouldn't change. And then Raph said, whatever, and acted all cool but rude. And then we started arguing and didn't notice you.
And then Liberi Fatali started playing, and I had to fight Seifer again.
Fethos, Vikos, Vinosec. Yo, Edio was pretty banging, though, you know what I'm saying? Mikey said embarrassed,
rubbing the back of his neck the whole time.
It's fine. I'm used to it, Mike. Now let's go on patrol, Leo said.
They all nodded and followed Leo out of the lair, up a manhole, and onto the roof. Onto a roof.
Okay, Phyllis. Teams?
Raph asked in his usual hot-headed way.
Don and Raph, Mikey and I,
Leo said. Don looked at him, along with Raph, but then shrugged.
Yeah, so all 4 of them go together, yeah. Because there's no separation.
It's just a list.
No commas.
No separation anxiety.
Okay,
come on, Raph, Don said. He started jumping, and Raph followed.
Well, good thing they're gone now, Leo said. How is it good, Leo?
Mikey asked, clearly confused.
Well, you see, I needed to talk to you in private, Leo said. Okay, shoot, Mikey said, and then Leo murdered him with a gun.
Then he filled him full of arrows.
Gunned him down in the alleyway, just like Bruce Wayne's parents.
Oof.
This is where my parents were killed. Cowabummer.
Wow. Wow.
All right, Tom, you're up.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sit down first, Leo said. So they went over to the large chimney that was on the roof. They leaned against it. Okay.
That's not sitting. That's leaning.
Oh, the lack of punctuation's killing me. I want to say this like it's written.
Say it exactly how it's written. You can do that. Yeah, what's up, bro?
Okay, what's up, bro? Mikey asked. Okay, are you ready? Because you might think I'm a freak after I tell you, Leo said worriedly.
I bought some Bored Ape NFTs.
No!
Oh, we can't be friends anymore.
No, that's an absolute deal breaker.
No longer am I interested in you sexually. I am also no longer family to you. Good day, sir.
No, I want. I could never, Mikey said. Okay, then here it goes, Leo said. He sighed. I'm sorry, just the emoting does not match the dialogue in any of these lines.
He sighed. Leo shot Mikey again. What if Leo fires a gun whenever he's nervous?
I know I do.
Look, I've got something to tell you. Bang. It's really embarrassing. Bang.
Ever since we were 12, I've had feelings for you.
Oh my God.
I've loved you, like more than a brother. Whenever I'm around you, I feel I can tell you everything. And I wouldn't want to chag that.
Oh no, don't chag it.
You mean that porn tracker site from a zillion years ago?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Dave.
There was a porn tracker torrent site called Chegit way back when.
Ew, don't love that name.
Holy shit, even I didn't fucking know that, and I knew every porn tracker there was.
Wow, because that one was like super popular in the mid-2000s.
Oh, you go vault.
And, comma, I was wondering, comma, do you feel the same way? Leo said and asked.
Just like the sitting and leading, you can't say and ask at the same time.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't want to change that either. And yeah, I do. I have since I was 12, Mikey said. Really? Leo asked.
You were 12 at some point?
I find that hard to believe.
Preteen Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Angsty acne self-defense turtles. Angsty acne self-defense turtles.
Popping lots of pimples. Pop go squirt.
Yeah.
Please don't say pop the squirt.
Chapter 3, when Mikey makes Leo pop the squirt.
No.
You guys read erotic fanfic every week, and that's the grossest thing you've ever said.
No, it's not the grossest thing we've ever said. It's just one of those things that makes you go, ugh.
Really? Leo asked. Yeah. I never told, though, because I thought you would think I was a freak, Mikey said. Never, Leo said.
I do think that.
I mean, they are.
That's just racist.
He hugged Mikey. So, what now? Leo asked. I don't know. Want to sit on the ledge and look at the people? Mikey asked.
Are you going to sit or are you going to lean?
Wow.
Is this really getting under your skin, Sean?
No, I just need something to be angry about.
But we're supposed to be on patrol, Leo said. Come on, I always did that when you were in the jungle. Mikey said,
the jungle?
Yeah.
The mighty jungle.
The juggle.
I believe it's a euphemism for the closet.
I feel like this is harkening back to some Ninja Turtles comic that I never read. So I'm just...
No, it's in the fourth movie, the animated one.
Of course it is. Why do you even know that?
Because I'm a huge TMNT fan.
Fair enough.
Oh, I never knew that about you.
Yeah.
So does reading this hurt you?
No.
Darn.
I can separate my love for the original stuff and keep it separate from fan fiction.
I had one Ninja Turtle comic when I was a kid, and it was one where the Ninja Turtles were spat into Brazil by a floating cow head. And
oh, cowlick, yeah.
What?
Wow.
Why do you know exactly the one he's talking about?
Yeah, hold on a second. Back that up.
It's from the Archie comics.
Can you restate the turtles were spat into Brazil by a giant cow head?
Yes, a big floating cow head carried them in his mouth and took them to Brazil and spat them out. I think it was like an alien and they were...
Why was that not in any of the fucking games?
In the previous comic, I think they were in like some sort of alien arena and the cow flew them home and decided, hey, Brazil's probably close enough. They can get home from here.
Hey, Tom, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How much drugs?
I didn't write the comic.
How much drugs?
In Canada? Approximately some?
That sounds about right.
Okay, so where were we? That was
Brazil.
A tangent and a half. Yes. Yeah, Mikey just told him that he blows off patrol every time that Leo's away, and so...
There it is.
He just told him that he blows Leo. Got it.
Okay, Leo said. So they went over to the ledge and watched everyone pass by. It was nighttime, so the city had lots of lights, and Mikey and Leo thought it was romantic. Well, this is romantic, Mikey said, putting his head on Leo's arm.
There are more lights than usual because of the 5-car pileup and the amount of emergency vehicles trying to reach them.
Aww. Yeah, it is, Leo said. Mikey looked up at Leo, and Leo looked down at Mikey. Then Mikey kissed Leo. Leo was wide-eyed for a minute, then he closed his eyes and kissed Mikey back. When they broke, they made where they were sitting a special place since it was their first kiss.
Pooped on the ground, that made it a special place.
Egg! Egg!
Go, man, Tamago!
Tamago!
Go, man, Tamago!
Go, man, Tamago!
Go, man, Tamago!
I'm legitimately impressed that we haven't had a single sentence that didn't reiterate what just happened in the previous sentence with the word on.
Yeah.
Anyway, where was it?
In Brazil.
Yeah, I don't know why we have to keep telling you you're in Brazil.
David, can you translate? This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I'm your host, Steve-O, to whatever they speak in Brazil.
Portuguese?
Yes.
They speak Portuguese.
Here is absolutely Portuguese. El Portuguese version of this Friday Night Fan Fiction. El, thank you.
That was amazing.
I am stunned.
Yeah, truly you are a master wordsmith.
I am.
Oh my god! Like you said, jumping up.
Oh my god!
David Torrented Rosetta Stone. Oh my god!
What's up, Mike? Leo asked. Sensei, what will he say? Mikey yelled slash asked.
Okay.
I had told him that I liked you, and he said if we became a couple, then we had his blessing, Leo said. Really? Mikey asked, jumping up and down.
He also said with the blessing came a terrible curse, but he offered me a free Frogurt.
Frogurt was also cursed.
Well,
but I got these toppings.
They have potassium benzoate.
Can we go now?
No.
Yeah, so I guess this means we're a couple now? Leo asked, still unsure. No, duh, Mikey said playfully. He started laughing. Leo rolled his eyes. Goofball, Leo said.
I really wish that there they would flub and put extra punctuation so it was no, comma, duh. Are we together? Absolutely not.
No, duh.
Why would we?
So, your name for me is Goofball. You are name for me is Goofball. But what do I call you? Mikey asked wordly. What?
Montanero.
Anything you want, Leo said, standing up. Mikey smiled. Leo, Mikey said. Leo walked over. What do you mean walked over to them? They have their arms around each other. Oh yeah, Mikey jumped up and down, so all kinds of movement happened that they didn't
describe.
So he
shook Leo off of him.
I will shake this evil shit out of you.
Leo walked over to Mikey and looked at him.
That's a good thing to do.
I need a closer inspection.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Putting his eyes like right up to Mikey's.
Oh, you weren't here for the last story where after 10 days, Vegeta and John Cena's eyeballs touched.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I were making that up.
But that's what everyone calls me. Why call me Leo? Leo asked. Because I like the name, Mikey said, grinning
because
widely.
That's your good name.
Then Leo's shell cell rang. That is way too clever to be original to this story.
It's not. They had it in the 2003 version.
You were not fucking kidding about being a TMNT nerd.
Yeah.
What's up, Don? Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. Meet you there in a few. Bye, Leo said, and he hung up. What's up, bro? Mikey asked worriedly.
Next up is Val.
Sorry.
Do not apologize for that.
Ralph got hurt badly, and Dawn needs our help curing him. Do we announce our love when Ralph gets better? Mikey asked on the way to where Ralph and Dawn were. Yeah, Leo said. He looked at Mikey and saw Mikey had a terrified look on his face. Mikey, all it is a cut wound. He's lost some blood, but that's it, Leo said, trying to lighten Mikey's worry a little. I hope he's gonna be okay. He will be. Don't worry. When he's better, we can announce and then go from there, Leo said, also worried about Raph. A few minutes later, they got to where Raph and Dawn were. The scene was horrible. Dawn had his and Raph's masks covering Raph's wounds. A huge cut. I thought it was just a tiny bit of blood. Oh, shoot. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Uh-oh. I might have burned some scones.
Oh, no.
Raph! Mikey yelled. It took all my power to keep him from breaking down. Who's talking?
I don't know. They changed perspective in the narration.
It took all my power to keep Kim from breaking down.
Yeah.
Unless that's an author's note.
I was fighting that same temptation when Mikey almed down. He and Leo picked Raft up and rushed him to the lab.
He needs a blood transfer. I thought it was just some blood that he lost. What the fuck? Don said after a few minutes.
You gotta change him out like an oil change.
I'll do it, Leo said.
Gotta change out his brown, brittle insulin.
Yeah.
I'll do it, Leo said. He knew Don was gonna have to take a lot of blood, but Leo didn't care. He just wanted his hot-headed brother to be alive. All the problem is if he gave enough blood for him to be... Never mind. No, don't, Leo. Please, Mikey begged, but Leo wouldn't listen. He walked up to Don. Don motioned to the second lab table. Leo laid down on it. Leo, Mikey said before busting into tears. I'll be fine, Mike, Leo said, as Don put an IV into his arm.
We're just doing a medical procedure in the sewers.
Ew.
Plus, remember what we were going to do when Raph got better?
Oh, he's dead, isn't he?
They're all gonna get gangrene. You promise? Mikey asked, looking at Leo. I promise, Leo said, before falling asleep so the blood transfer wouldn't hurt?
I
don't think that's how that works.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I would say that blood transfers generally don't hurt.
If anything, you might become lightheaded depending on how much blood.
Just have a cookie and an orange juice afterwards. You'll be fine.
No.
Solves everything.
Don't worry, Mike. He's just going to be dizzy and sleepy after he wakes up. It'll be fine, Don reassured Mikey. So later that night, Leo went to bed in Mikey's bedroom since he was dizzy and it was the closest room, and Mikey fell asleep in Leo's room.
Okay. What sleep?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Sure. Oh, 2 months later.
That's skipping ahead.
How long did that fucking blood transfusion take?
2 months, apparently.
Yeah. I guess the blood flowed at a turtle's pace.
Raph was fully recovered by now, so Leo and Mikey decided to... Steve-O, did they burn?
Anyways, I had to stop my house from burning down. What's up?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I think all you missed was that Leo gave Raph a blood transfusion and he decided to go to sleep so it wouldn't hurt.
Yes. And also, they don't say anything else except 2 months later.
So, obviously, he now has brittle diabetes.
Yes. We already made that joke.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's nice to know that we're still on the same page.
Yeah.
Page 5, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Raph was fully recovered by now, so Leo and Mikey decided to let everyone know. Mikey grabbed Sensei, and Leo grabbed Don and Raph. Sit down, everyone. Me and Leo have epic news, Mikey said. He was jumping up and down because he was exited.
They kicked him out?
Yeah. Calm down, Mikey, Don said. Mikey didn't listen.
Okay.
Calm down, knucklehead, or I'll beat the shell out of you, Raph said. Mikey didn't listen.
Are we just going to go down the roster, everyone saying calm down one person at a time?
Yes, they are. Calm down, Baxter Stockman said. Then Baxter turned into a fly.
Bzz, bzz, bzz.
Calm down, the neutrino said.
Calm down, Krang said.
Calm down, Michelangelo, Sensei said. Mikey didn't listen to him either. Calm down, goofball, Leo chuckled. Mikey stopped jumping. Sorry, Leo, Mikey said. Everyone stared at them, except Sensei. Sensei knew already, as Mikey wanted to know if Sensei had actually given his blessing. And he did. You'll understand after the news, Leo said. Want to tell them? Leo asked Mikey. Sure, Mikey said.
We all got tickets to see It's Always Sunny in Japan.
Tamago.
Go, man, Tamago.
Then he looked at the rest of the family. Well, for the past couple of months, me and Leo have been dating. And we've had our first kiss and everything. Yeah, they had the first kiss, so it counts. And we're even a couple.
A couple of guys.
Mikey said. Everyone started clapping.
Just imagining like a golf clap. We're even a couple.
Why is nobody else clapping?
Why would I clap?
Because it's a slow clap.
No.
I helped.
Thank you. So, you guys had, you know, have you, Raph asked.
Is he asking if they had fucking sex?
Yes.
Yeah, fucking yes. And sex. Well, that, no. We were going to wait till we had our wedding, Leo said, embarrassed.
So they're Christian as well?
Apparently.
What kind of 14-year-old girls do you think write about turtles having sex with their brothers? Obviously Christian girls.
I was going to guess Mormons.
Yeah, Mormons tracks.
Sean, you're up.
Then what are we waiting for? Don exclaimed. Let's plan a wedding. Okay, Mikey said. He started jumping again. Leo rolled his eyes, then stepped behind Mikey and put his arms around Mikey.
And pushed him over the cliff.
Long live the king.
Mikey blushed. Leo smirked. Have you had any sugar today, goofball? Leo asked. Well, yeah, Mikey said. How much? Leo asked. 5 popsicles, 5 sodas, and 5 candy bars.
15.
Mikey exclaimed. Oh, 15.
Is he diabetic?
He's going to be.
This is definitely written by a Mormon, fantasizing about all the snacks they're not allowed to have.
Yeah.
Non-saltine crackers. Having proved himself at the Battle of Okehazama, Toshi Naide was permitted to return to the Oda clan after his long absence.
Cool.
Too much, I think. Try slowing down next time, okay, Mike? Leo asked. Yes, sir, Mikey saluted Leo. Leo chuckled. Aww, Don said.
Aww. Ralph said. Ugh,
whatever, Ralph said. Though, secretly, he was happy for Leo and Mikey. And Sensei just smiled. 4 months later.
Oh, man, this plot is lightning fast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Nothing of note happened in 4 months.
It was July 4th, a rememberable day.
A rememberable day?
Yep.
Wow, yeah, it does say that. Rememberable.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, okay, but what happened to Raph? Like, was he attacked or did he trip and fall on his side? Like, what happened?
They just said he was attacked.
Nothing of note happened in 4 months. Their eyeballs touched once.
It was a rememberable day. Why, you may ask? Because Michelangelo and Leonardo's wedding, of course. There was so much blue and orange.
There was so much blood.
And it was car themed as well.
It was cars themed?
That's what the last one was.
Beautiful wedding colors, blue and orange.
Yep.
Yeah, you're Goku.
Wait, I remember the last one. Wasn't it cars themed because one of them was, like, canonically autistic?
I think it was the person they were writing it for?
No, the person they were writing it for was disabled.
Yeah, they were in a wheelchair.
Well, that as well.
I don't fucking remember.
It was a self-inserted person.
I remember it was weird.
I'm guessing this is in a different universe than the other one, because that one it was Michelangelo and Raphael who were in a relationship, and this time it's Leo and Mikey.
Oh, yeah. Mikey was the autistic one, right?
I don't know.
I'm almost 100% sure that was a plot point.
No, he had panic attacks.
That's what it was. He had panic attacks.
I was going to say,
yeah.
I don't remember reading anything that made me vehemently upset about a portrayal of autism. But panic attacks, that's a different story.
And of course, it was a Japan themed.
God damn it.
A Japan themed.
Go Tamago.
They were having the wedding at Casey's grandma's farm. Because apparently he's now in this story, as well as his grandma.
Yeah. Casey's grandma is the old lady from the Looney Tunes cartoons.
Oh, Tweety dear, look at the giant turtles getting married.
Oh, look, some gay turtles are having incest. That's lovely. Anyways, what were you saying about autism?
Why is Casey's grandma one of the women from Monty Python?
I didn't vote for him.
Taryn says it was cars themed because red and orange were Mikey and Raph's colors.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
What?
And also they like Disney Pixar.
You know, the thing owned by Warner Brothers liked Disney.
Yeah.
Ironic, isn't it? In the end, he couldn't save himself from his own death.
Michelangelo was the bride and Leonardo was the groom.
That's not exactly how it works, but okay.
No,
but Michelangelo is a party dude.
from what I remember of the 80s cartoon, Michelangelo's totally down to don a dress, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Party, dude. Holla!
I can't stop spinning!
Michelangelo's maids of honor were Don and April, and the best men were Raph and Casey. Angel was a flower girl. Sensei was the priest. And now...
the wedding!
Jesus Christ. You did not have to do that.
No, it's capitalized. Yes, I did. Splinter was behind a podium, and Leo was to the left, capitalized, of the podium.
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 Is that a Jewish thing?
Yeah, under the mikvah, right before you crush the glass, you have to kiss the podium. What? It's real?
I love you.
Good.
And his best men were there.
When you get sent to like a business trip, is podium what you use to buy food with?
Oh, is it a podium?
Yes. It's very good.
Then the music started playing.
Play Hava Nagila _ trance remix .mp3. I want to see them do the chair thing, but with one of those fucking gaming rocker chairs from Target.
Oh, God.
Oh, the ones with the RGB all around them?
Yep.
There weren't many people there. Only the Justice Force, Usagi, Leatherhead, and the rest were watching on a webcam. Why weren't there many people?
Because COVID!
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Because Leo wasn't good with big crowds.
Oh, Leo's got the panic attacks now.
Yes.
I like how he leads. It is super stoked and whatnot, but can't handle crowds.
Really, on the inside, he's screaming like Mark Zummers.
Now!
Everyone sat. As opposed to leaning. Angel came down the walkway. She then stopped and yelled,
"Please welcome the Turtles Titan."
Turtle Titan.
Titan.
Titi.
Titian.
Those two. And Battle Nexus Champion.
It says that she yelled it.
Please welcome the Turtle Titan and Battle Nexus Champion.
It's over.
Sensei is voiced by Dying Raccoon Roommate.
Hi, Turtles. Are you getting married today? I now pronounce you brother and abomination.
Beautiful.
Leo rolled his eyes at that, as all of us did. But secretly liked it. Then Mikey did cartwheels down the walkway. He stopped at where he was supposed to stand. He looked at Leo and grinned.
Nice entrance, goofball, Leo said.
He started chuckling, unlike Knuckles. Mikey did too.
Oh, hold on, let me do this.
Dear friends and family,
Sensei started.
We are gathered here today to join these two men in marriage.
It's not marriage.
Marriage. Michelangelo and Leonardo. Okay, now Leonardo, do you take Michelangelo to be her husband to the end of time?
Sensei asked.
I do, Leo said.
Michelangelo, do you take Leonardo to be your husband to the end of time?
Sensei asked.
I do, Mikey said.
Okay, then.
Give your voice a rest, Steve. I'll do it.
Thank you.
Okay, then. Now, dearly beloved friends and family, join and rejoice as they marry with the kiss.
Ugh.
Sensei said.
I feel like I need to change my skin.
You may now kiss Michelangelo, Leonardo.
I got the heebie-jeebies. The Ghiblies. Ghibli, 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 Ghibli.
The heebie-jeebies is the Bub's knockoff version of the Ghibli.
Get you some of them heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. Shut up, kid.
You jumped over some of my heebie-jeebies.
Leo walked up to Mikey, grinned, and then kissed Mikey. Mikey closed his eyes, put his arms around Leo's neck, and Leo put his arms on Mikey's hips,
throttling him in the middle of their wedding.
Wrong.
They broke.
Kapow. Just shattered like glass.
Mm-hmm.
Logan?
Huh. Oh. Sure, yeah. I'll keep doing it.
You told me to give my voice a rest.
You are now husbands. Let us sing.
Honk, honk. We like to party. We like to party.
And then we brought it full circle, everybody.
Sensei and the guests started singing, and Leo and Mikey walked into Casey's grandma's house.
We like to party. We like to party.
Beautiful.
I like to move it.
They walked into the bedroom they were sharing for the night. It was the first time sharing a bed. Leo took off his itchy clothes.
Number one, spend a night in the same bed before you get married. You need to know whether or not to bring a spare blanket. Number two, itchy clothes.
You got the itchy clothes, then come see me. I got a rap song featuring PCP.
Itchy toes.
I know what it is, Logan, all right?
Wow, that was itchy, Leo said.
No, it's pronounced Ichiban Kasuga.
Ichiban Tagamogo.
Sure.
Well, that was itchy, Leo said, on the clothes that he wore that were itchy.
I have a thought. I speak my thought.
He looked over at Mikey. He chuckled at the scene. Mikey was all tangled up.
What?
A little help?
Mikey asked. Leo went over and helped Mikey out.
They did not explain what happened.
No.
I tried to do Nerds Rope Shibari, but I didn't watch the tutorial video. Help.
Because you ate the fucking rope.
Nom nom nom.
Why'd you eat all of our rope?
I can buy more. We can still get into the compound.
Oh, yeah. I got a cushy government job. I fuck buy all the Nerds Rope I want because I have all the money.
David, don't you do like 70 hours of overtime?
Yeah, but that all goes towards my $1,500 a day habit of Fabergé eggs.
Next up is Tom.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mikey said. No problem, Leo said. He went.
Oh, God damn it, I ran ahead. Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm really, really trying not to, but it's so hard when we keep stopping every sentence.
Steve-O, drink.
No problem, Leo said. He went and laid down on the bed. He looked at the slailies. Then he felt the bed move. He looked over and saw...
Oh, they got the fucking vibrating bed! Yeah! Oh, yeah! They finally found the fucking magic fingers.
Oh, what was the name of the beds that they gave them in Simpsons?
Oh, the vibrating ones?
Yeah. They named them like horses.
The two beds are spotty and smelly.
Right.
Left.
He looked over and saw Mikey laying down next to him. Mikey was grinning at Leo. Leo got the message. You sure? I don't want to push you into something you don't want to do, Leo said. You're the one who made him wait until the wedding.
Yeah.
He said, put that big fucking turtle dick inside me.
Sir, we told you to stop applying for jobs here.
Put that big fucking turtle dick inside me.
I'm sure, Mikey said, still grinning. So Leo turned on his side and pulled Mikey close. Then Mikey kissed Leo. They made out, had sex, and... Yeah.
Meh. Meh.
I'm sorry, I need to read this again because this is the best sentence of the entire fanfic, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They made out, had sex, and... Yeah.
Real descriptive. Really paints you a picture.
Afterwards, they went to sleep. They went home the next day. Wait, they weren't home? Oh, this was all on Casey's farm.
His grandma's farm.
Oh, so grandma got to voyeur the fucking turtle cest?
Yeah.
They went home the next day and moved Mikey into Leo's room. and Mikey's room became the guest room. 6 months later, Leo, can I talk to you privately? Mikey asked Leo. They were in the living room.
Oh, really? I thought they were still in bed at Casey's grandma's house.
6 months later.
Sure, Leo answered. They went to their room. Mikey closed the door. Leo, I have news, and I'm not sure how you'll take it, Mikey said.
And the butt.
What is it, Mike? Leo asked. I'm pregnant, Mikey said. You're pregnant, Leo asked. Yes. Pregante?
I'm M-Prank. The M stands for Mikey.
No prank? Nope. Ellipsis. Leo? Mikey asked. He looked at Leo. Leo was grinning. Mikey gave him a weird look. That's awesome, Leo said, jumping up. Excuse me? Mikey asked. I've wanted kids for a couple of weeks.
Okay, that's usually something you talk about with your partner.
Again, this is why I'm fairly certain you submitted this.
When did you find out about the pregnancy? Leo asked. A couple of hours ago. Why? Mikey asked.
What?
How many kids and what are the genders? Leo asked. Well, according to the pregnancy test, there's two kids. One's a male, one's a female, and their names are Corey and Jonathan. And
what?
Wow. Okay. I don't know why when I tried to make up names, I defaulted to two of my cousins, but...
I like the actual names they came up with better, so please continue.
So, turtle gestation period is between 45 and 75 days.
All right.
So if they found out a couple weeks ago, he's going to give birth tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, he found out a couple of hours ago. And he...
Yeah, at what point is a turtle viable for pregnancy test? I need to know these things.
Two, a girl and a boy. Twins, Mikey said, grinning. Awesome, what should we name them? Leo asked. How about you name the dude and I'll name the dudette? Mikey asked.
How about we name one pancakes and the other syrup?
I want to be called spaghetti.
Okay, the boy can be named Mikey Jr., Leo said. Mikey just grinned. And the girl can be Leona, Mikey said. Leo grinned.
That hurts.
This kills the man.
I can feel the knots in everyone's stomach.
My Leona.
When are they due? Leo asked. 2 days, Mikey exclaimed.
I fucking called it.
What? Leo yelled. What? Like, what? I kind of.
What?
Yeah. Wow there, Tiger. I'm a mutant turtle, remember? I go into labor quicker than the normal human.
You also don't go into labor because turtles don't have live kids.
No, they're mutants.
Yeah.
He's got you there.
I could just copy and paste the Danny DeVito birthing himself here and nobody will notice.
Mikey said, trying to calm Leo down. He stops panicking. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry.
Oh, there's the panic attack.
Sometimes I forget my entire existence, you know? Leo said, he rubs the back of his neck. Mikey lowers the hand. Okay. Don't worry, I'm not mad, Mikey. What?
Don't worry, I'm not mad. I'm just pregnant.
I'm not mad that you got me pregnant.
Don't worry, I'm not mad. I'm furious.
He kisses Leo. They start making out, tongue and all.
Blah, 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 blah.
Mikey gets a pain in the stomach and yells.
He's kicking.
Don rushes in and examines Mikey. They're having a... He must have been eavesdropping because they're having a private conversation. Then Don just bursts in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's been running one of those hidden webcams from their bedroom for like a month.
Ew.
No, not now, Don yelled. What's wrong? Leo asked.
I'm making popcorn. Don't go into labor now.
And last up is going to be Sean. Oh, I'm sorry, Logan.
Shogun.
Yeah, Shogun Logan.
Domo.
Arigato.
Domo tamago.
He's going into labor, and the babies are moving around.
Logan, it's spelled Babis.
Babis.
And the Babis are moving around.
The Babis.
Babis moves
so
around.
So we need to get them out now, Tom said.
Babaruscooty.
Babaruscooties.
Babaruscooties. Leo said before Don interrupted him.
I'm going to need you to keep Mikey calm so nothing happens to the babas, Don said.
Here, give him these 5 popsicles and 15 candy bars.
He already has gestational diabetes, so why not go for type 2 too?
Yeah.
Type 2 too?
Brown brittle diabetes. Okay, Leo said.
Okay.
All right, Mikey. Here we go, Don said. He pulled out one, Mikey Jr. All right, the boy's out.
He just, like, reaches his hand and they're like a fucking grocery bag?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we've done that on the farm.
Oh.
Everybody knows that a mutant turtle vagina is basically just an open grocery bag. You reach in and grab out babies.
That's called a cloaca?
I'm just imagining, like, moving his arm around like a bag of chips.
Yeah, it crunkles, crunkle.
Crunkle, crunkle.
Really, it's just the doctor doing a claw game on Mikey's uterus.
No, he turns him into a puppet.
Don said, smiling. Then he pulled out the other one, Leona. Mikey stopped screaming. He got up and sat on his bed.
Oh no, that's not something that happens.
Meanwhile, the hand is still inside of him.
Don handed Mikey Jr. And he handed Leo Leona. Mikey and Leo smiled at each other. Leona looks like you, Leo, Mikey exclaimed. Mikey Jr. looks like you, Mike, Leo exclaimed.
They all look the same because they're brothers.
You look identical except for the masks.
Yeah, the babies have the little colored masks on. Aww, I'm going to get Sensei and Raph, Don said. Leo sat next to Mikey.
We never told you guys, but actually, when Xavier was born, he had the beard. We just had to shave him.
He came out screaming, "Where, where, Desu?"
Mikey laid his head on Leo's shoulder. Then Sensei and Raph came in.
And I have grandchildren.
No, I have...
Sensei said happily. Who's who? Raph asked. Leo's holding Leona, and I'm holding Mikey Jr. Mikey said. Oh, great. Another knucklehead.
It's not knucklehead.
A knucklehead.
Knucklehead door.
Knucklehead.
And then they had a wonderful life. The end.
Hey, dudes and dudettes. Sparky here. This story was dedicated to Raph's girl forever, who gave me this idea. I'm planning to make a sequel about the kids. Please give me feedback and tell me if I should make this sequel about the kids.
No.
Please stop writing.
And sorry, I haven't updated lately. School... homework, chores, no internet except if I go to a free Wi-Fi place or to my dad's or grandmother's.
Who on the farm?
Hope you like the story.
I don't.
No.
Chapter 2, notes.
Hey guys, I'm back! Lol. Oh, anyways,
welcome back, Logan.
I just gotta bring a few things up. One, this account has been discontinued, and I will not be using this account after I post this to all my stories. 2, if you want me to continue the story, or another one you like, I will. Just message me.
Message me.
Thanks for taking time to read this. Love you all. Jay Baller 99.
Balling out of control.
Peace, love, tranquility.
Oh my god.
Peace, love, tranquility.
Oh, well, thank you very much for coming on, Tom.
What a wholesome story about a mutant rat and his incest turtle grandchildren.
Yeah.
It was the last one, but much shorter.
Whenever Xavier asks how he was made, I'm going to say, we had sex, and yeah. So thank you, Tom, for coming on. Do you want to go through your where people can find your deplorable material or your funny material?
You want to tell us about the podcast where you steal Steve from us?
Oh, you guys know about that. Okay.
So why would I not know about that?
Steve, how long have you known? A couple hours.
So I have a YouTube show, Weird Video Games, which is exactly what it says on the tin. I find really weird video games and I make fun of them, and I do a bunch of other videos too. And I have a podcast with Steve-O called Wikisift, where we talk about stuff that we don't actually directly watch and just read about in wikis.
War of 1812.
He's lying. What we do is we print out Wikipedia articles, shred them, and then I have to look for the key to get out in it.
You cannot find it.
That's episode 5.
Episode oh, 5. Oh, God. Return from Castle Wolfenstein.
Episode 5 is the one where I lock him in the dungeon.
Which one?
Oh, you know.
5.
No, no, not the episode. I'm talking about which dungeon. No, dungeon number 5.
Oh, you know.
Oh, like the Mumbo?
A little bit of torture in my life.
Also, you have a Patreon, right?
I do. I'm sure if you search for a weird video games, you'll find everything.
Awesome. Throw money at him. Physically. Find out where he lives and throw quarters at him.
That's gonna hurt.
Actually, do not do that. He is a nice gentleman and quarters hurt.
He's also not a stripper.
It's college.
And thank you very much to all of our patrons, starting with our
Smut Snecretaries.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I don't know about anybody else, but it was definitely my pleasure. That's where you guys are supposed to say you had fun.
Oh, okay.
Did we?
Fun was had. We had fun, and yeah.
You had fun, and yeah.
I'll start again. Thank you to our patrons, all of them, starting with our Smut Snecretaries, Attention Deficit Party Horse, Bosku, Discuss, Grass Dragon, Pestilence, Santa Grimnar, Aspirant to the Priesthood of Selene, and William Shaprinsky. A super special thanks to our Genital Guardians, Angel Bane, Chirpy, Disambiguity, Flesh Dakimakura, Go Play in Traffic. I filmed myself putting Cyber Twunk... God damn it, let me try that again.
Cyber Twunk?
I filmed myself putting Cyberpunk 2070...
You want to try again?
I filmed myself... Pause. Putting Cyberpunk 2077... Pause.
Pause.
On my Ouya... Pause.
Pause.
But YouTube flagged it as inflation porn.
Nice reference.
Stupendous Man, The Judge, The Jury, and The Exegutter... Two-time World Heavyweight Champion Thunder God Matthew J, and a super-duper, ultra-mega special thanks to our Bulgate beneficiaries, Advent Dawn, Cranky Pants McCumbucket, Danny DeFieri Hero Turtle wearing tight egg leather pants fighting John Cena and Mrs. Brisby's babies, or Babbith, our S-tier fight me.
Yeah, okay.
I will not fight you on that.
Evan Baumel, Mrs. Brisby giving the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles a scat bukkake is my OTP, and yeah.
Ew. No, thank you.
Putting Mikey and Leo shouting... Putting Mikey and Leo loudly shouting egg into Steve-O's butt, you cowards.
Yeah, they should really do that, though. That's like that's good plot.
Rickshaw Rigatoni.
Hey, my man.
The second speedrun of Teenage Pergnat Ninja Turtles. And Danny DeVito eats an egg as the King of Death enters. He finishes, draws his katana, and says, I've been waiting for you, trash.
What's the character limit on Patreon names?
Was that all one name?
No. Thank you to our one patron.
The Danny DeVito, I've been waiting for you, trash, is all one name. Yes. Anyways, don't send me any more. I've gotten 6 IMs to the fucking squeaking turtle having sex. Fucking stop it. Seriously.
Yeah, I saw Sam posted that in the porn spam earlier.
I will block you motherfuckers. I will delete the server.
Oh, wait. If we do it, he'll cancel the show.
Oh, we'll have our Wednesdays back.
Finally. Yeah. Everybody start spamming Steve's inbox right now. Don't take this as a bit. Actually do it.
I mean, it is a bit, but actually do it still.
Yeah.
It'd be really funny if you actually did it. That'd be really funny.
Can we stop recording now?
No.